This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Leah Fleming. For decades, the Buy Black movement has been encouraging people to support minority-owned businesses by spending cash within the community, going all the way back to activists like Booker T. Washington and Marcus Garvey. Atlanta rapper Killer Mike has been one of the people behind the push. He spoke about it earlier this year on Sirius XM.
So when I say stuff like Buy Black or Bank Black, I'm saying really buy or bank local. And that's good for everybody, not just black people, like white people in Harlem too.
According to recent data, women of color have been opening businesses at a rapidly growing pace, up 163% since 2007. Georgia has been a big part of that, with the second fastest growth rate for women-owned firms in the country. Atlanta businesswoman Nikki Porche is looking to sustain that growth. She's the founder of the nonprofit Buy From a Black Woman. She joins us now. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's so great to have you here to talk about this because you actually have some experience with being a businesswoman. Talk a little bit about your background.
So I actually went to an event in Atlanta, and I was the only black woman there. And there were, like, makers from all backgrounds selling all these goods and homemade services at these outrageous prices. And I always tell the story. People are always astonished when I say it. So this one woman, she was selling, like, chapstick for $20, and she was sold out. And I was like, how? Why? Like, right. What does this chapstick do, right? That, like, if I put it on my lips, are all the people going to come to me? Why don't you have any more for $20? Like, really? And I'm like, I wish people would buy like this from black women. Because I know black women who are selling chapstick, but they're not selling it for $20. And they're definitely not sold out. So I'm like, how can I, you know, help the people who look like me in my community who are going to give back to the community do things like this? So I went home. I was like, oh, I wonder, like, how can I help people, like, buy from black women? So I was like, hey, where can I buy from a black woman?
So what are some of the challenges that black women face when it comes to their businesses?
So we always hear, like, you know, black women are starting business at alarming rates, but we don't have the funding or the capital. Everybody says, like, the 3-year mark is when you know your business is going to be have some type of longevity to it. So black women are starting businesses, but we're not reaching that 3-year mark because of lack of finance, lack of support, lack of education, lack to access to just go on it. So those are challenges that Buy From a Black Woman helps with black women business owners.
Certainly this movement is not just about asking the black community to buy black, but it also encourages others, right?
Yes, it does. So our community supporters are from everywhere. And I'm just so grateful to just the outpour of support that comes from all over, not just black women, but, you know, white, Caucasian men and women, black men even, you know. We hear about, you know, we're doing all this stuff, but then it's like, well, how do I find these businesses? How do I support them?
Right. And I think that's the big question, because certainly if you go to your local mall or your plaza, you're just going to go in to buy your chapstick. But how do you find, you know, if you say, I really want to support black businesses, how do you find them?
Mm-hmm. The Buy From a Black Woman online directory is a resource. We have over 350 businesses listed right now that are all owned by black women. We have things from, like, hair care products to event spaces to lawyers, therapists, lots of professional services. Like, there's a little bit of everything. There's even a woman who makes, like, custom balloons for your party, and it's a black-owned business.
Are there any success stories that kind of stand out for you about black women who have overcome the odds in terms of a business?
Yes, I would say, you know, just from personal, my first black woman business grant awardee recipient, Shanae Jones of Ivy's Tea, we awarded her. She was just a bubbling herbalist, and she wanted to make hip-hop infused tea. So, like, but she was like, I need to go to herb school because I want to be able to do it properly. So she received the grant, and the things that she's done from there since has just been inspiration. Like, she inspires me every day.
Hip-hop infused tea.
Yes, Ivy's tea. Like, so she has teas like Red Bone and Rise and Grind. Like, when Pusha T and Kanye had that beef, she had, like, a Pusha T tea. And it's just, like, it's so amazing. But this is, like, the creativity that comes from black women and how we use our culture to influence and just create out of it.
So there are so many people that I'm thinking that are going to listen, and they're saying, I'm not black. And when I go out to shop, you know, I'm not even really consciously thinking about that. Yeah. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Like, why is it important to really make a conscious effort, even if you're not black, to think about black business owners?
You should always be conscious about who does this community serve. These businesses that are in the community, are they serving the community you live in? Are they serving the community you work in? And if not, dig a little deeper just to see, like, how is that helping? So be mindful of that. Mindfulness is a big market right now, and it seems good on paper. We love it. But are you being mindful with your dollars, too, right? Dollars have power. Green is power. And money is energy, and energy is currency. So are you exchanging that energy to places that you want to pour it back into yourself? Wherever you're spending your money, how is that empowering your community, your family, the neighborhood you serve, and the people that you love and support? Always be conscious of that.
Nikki Porche is the founder of the nonprofit group Buy From a Black Woman. She joined us from Macon. We thank you so much for your time, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And make sure you go out and buy from a black woman this week.
This is GPB.